7:40 Radio Now at 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Wednesday. Sorry I'm laughing already. There's professional massage therapists, and now there's professional cuddlers. A woman in Indianapolis, Lisa Kelly, has honestly started Indie Cuddles, where, yes, she is there for you for your emotional well-being. Get your cuddle on, Indianapolis.
Emotional. I mean, I feel like this is just asking for the freaks to come in. I mean, you're getting paid to spoon people you have never met in your life.
And some people might get the wrong idea about it. Lisa with us right now. Good morning, Lisa. I'm assuming there's not a happy ending at the end of this cuddle session, right?
Good morning. There's no happy ending at the end. I'm sorry. Sorry for my client.
Guys listening right now, there are no happy endings with Indie Cuddle, okay?
Right. Before you call the number with the wrong expectations,
yes,
fellas, don't get it twisted.
For people who have no idea what this is about, what can you expect from Indie Cuddles?
Indie Cuddles is a completely platonic cuddling service. So there are no strings attached. There's no touching anywhere a bathing suit would be. Basically kind of like the touching that a mother would give a child. It's just a good way to feel safe, to not feel alone. And after 30 minutes, you feel a lot better, you know. But I am a good cuddler. So, and a good listener.
But do you honestly get some of those kind of creepy guys that do kind of hope it's going to go that direction? Or is there a weeding out process? Or how do you manage that?
I lay it out there and let them know this is not sexual. You know, there's no hand slipping where it should not go. And if I notice during the session that, you know, he's become aroused, we quickly change positions and I become a big spoon.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you in the next question, Lisa, because, you know, sometimes I'm cuddling with Sarah and, you know, if you get a real good cuddle on.
Oh, my God.
You can't help it.
I'm sorry. Things get romantical, if you will.
Cuddle's
and you can't
wrong.
Help it. No, cuddle's gone right, Rachel. I don't know what you're talking about. Cuddle gone right.
Oh, my God.
So cuddles can get, you know, can warm it up down there a little bit. Have you had guys get aroused when you've given them a cuddle?
I have, and then, like I said, that's just what we do. Change positions, switch it up a little bit, and I make a big spoon, and we go on with the session.
Now, I'm curious, do you say anything about it, or do you just notice it, and you're like, okay, it's time to change positions?
Yeah,
are you like, oh my God, put that thing away? Like, what happens?
No, it's more of the second thing. I would just... I wouldn't say anything. I would just say, let's switch up positions.
Yeah, change positions. Yeah, cue the music. How long have you been doing this, and what kind of started you along this cuddle path?
You guys are going to love this. It's been like 2 weeks.
Really? Brand new.
It's taken off.
Speaking of cuddles, let's go next level with this, Lisa, the owner of IndieCuddles.com, making you feel good with a cuddle. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you can only watch so many Breaking Bad episodes on Netflix. You got to have somebody to cuddle with, and this is where Lisa Kelly steps up and helps you out.
And I can even sit on the couch and cuddle while we watch Breaking Bad.
There you go.
See, I was going to ask y'all, you should do like an add-on service to where you can request to watch certain things. Like, for instance, I would like to cuddle while watching The Notebook. Get a good cry out. You know, get those feelings out. Get that cuddle on. And that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
For the people that want to do this, what do they wear? I know guys are like Umbro shorts or... really soft, silky pajama pants.
Oh, Jesus.
But what do you wear to a cuddling session?
Well, you could wear pajamas, but typically the cuddle session happens at the client's home, and they would wear jeans or T-shirt or shorts or sweatpants or whatever they're comfortable in.
Lisa, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you so much, you guys.
And Lisa, one other thing, please watch out for those rogue cuddle boners, okay?
I will do my best.
Bye-bye. Have a good day, Lisa. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
First off, I want to say this. I thought that was great. Thank you for joining us, Lisa. And second of all, I think it's a wonderful idea.
Really?
Although I could never do it because there's too much of an emotional attachment with the cuddle. There's only one person I'm cuddling with, and her name is Sarah, okay?
Right. I'm mind blown.
I would love to know what you think about this. I mean, look, there's massage therapists, so what's wrong with the cuddle, right? 239-1009. Would you cuddle with a complete stranger? It's Radio Now 100.9.